This afternoon, we talk about a personality who is well known to the Radio Islam listeners, Afia Siddiqui. She continues to languish in a jail in the United States of America. Joining us on the line, all the way from Pakistan, Karachi, journalist currently working for the Daily Times of Karachi, Zaid Raza. Zaid, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm very, very happy to be here in your show.
Alhamdulillah, we're happy that you've availed yourself to chat to us, and we're looking forward to you sharing with us information about Afia Siddiqui,
someone
who is very close to the hearts of our listeners. Perhaps you could begin by giving us an update on her general condition. How is she doing in terms of her health? It's been quite a while since we last heard any news about her.
She is not good. She is in dangerous zone. As you know, a worst outbreak in COVID-19 in the jail. How could be she safe in the worst condition of the COVID-19?
Yes. The huge issue with regards to the breakout of the COVID-19 in this jail in Houston, Texas, where she's being kept. And when we look at the figures, we understand that close to 500 people have been affected by the coronavirus at this imprisonment. What can you tell us about the conditions?
Right now, it exceeded to 600 prisoners.
Yes. What information can you give us about the circumstances under which she's being incarcerated?
Actually, in FMC Carswell, there is not a good condition. The female inmates, they are feeling feared by the worst coronavirus. More than 13 inmates reported say that they have died, and thousands of the female inmates, they are facing many problem over there. They are feeling fear.
Yes, we can well imagine with the number increasing and rising all the time. Now, in an article that you've written, in the headline, you state about, or you ask the question that why Pakistani ruling elites are apathetic towards Dr. Afia's return. Perhaps you could share with us that why is it that the ruling elite, the religious, the political leaders are not really interested in bringing back Dr. Afia Siddiqui to Pakistan?
Actually, they claim that they are struggling, they are trying their best for the release of the Dr. Afia. But there is a general perception in the public that our ruling elite don't want to do any work for the Dr. Afia. They deliberately ignore the Dr. Afia. They don't want to confront their foreign masters. That's why these are the reasons behind it. They don't want to do more stuff for the Dr. Afia.
So it's as simple as that, they consider the United States as a foreign master to them and do not want to raise anything issue that would be awkward or would jeopardize their relationship with the United States.
Exactly. You said very well said, because actually they have their own interests with the United States, and they don't dare to confront with them. These are the reasons behind it.
While the elite and those in influential positions may have taken this type of a position, are there still other efforts underway to free her? We know that her sister, Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, has had a movement, and she has, we've spoken to her time and again. What are some of the other efforts that are underway for the freedom of Dr. Afia?
Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, a sister of Dr. Afia, she, in her capacity, she's doing well. She access to the Pakistan judicial courts. She trying her best, but at the side of the government, she frustrated. The government is not doing well. Even they have claimed that they will do when they will get the ruling. But they're not doing it anything else over there.
We've seen from this very prison center in the United States of America, Carswell, that there has been a foreign prisoner who has been released, and this is because of efforts of her government, whilst we do not see that from Pakistani government for Dr. Afia. If you would say that if she wasn't a Pakistani, in your opinion, would she have been free today?
According to the agency, they have transferred more than 1,000 people into the home confinement. But if our government, unfortunately, are not interested, maybe. But a general perception, the public, that government are not interested. The government is deliberately ignoring the issue. If government take the interest, they can force them, they can emphasize them to for the Dr. Afia home confinement. But there is no ill will of the government over there.
What needs to happen now? Can you see anything changing in the foreseeable future? Will the status quo remain as it is, as it has been over the last few years?
Maybe Allah will do the better. I spoke to Dr. Fauzia Siddiqui. She is just trust on God. She's saying that we have tried our best. She has given the many reminders to the government for the compassionate release of the Dr. Afia. But right now, she's just saying she's frustrating by the government. She's saying that maybe Allah will make a chance in the future for the compassionate release of the Dr. Afia.
We certainly hope, and we say Ameen to that dua. Zahid, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Shukran, Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the future, inshallah.
Thank you so much. So nice of you.
So we've been chatting about Afia Siddiqui. The story is well known. A neuroscientist from Pakistan who is being held at an imprisonment center in Houston in Texas. She's been there for a number of years. It's alleged that, in the war, in the attack, that she had attacked by American soldiers and all of that, which over the time we've discussed extensively, seems to be all lies.